Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome to Peacefully Imperfect. I am so thankful to see today, and I've had 52 of them. That's right, 52 first days of school, if you count my time as a student, a teacher, and an administrator. Today is a big event, and shortly after you receive this message, many of us will be welcoming parents and students who are arriving in droves to kick off this new year. There's a ton of excitement in the air. I had the privilege yesterday in our church service to bring a word of encouragement and pray over our students, teachers, and administrators. I find it comforting and reassuring to pray for God's hand of protection over all of us as we embark on this adventure one more time. For many of our parents, it's the first time to send a child to kindergarten or move them off to their first year of college. There's a lot of similarities in those two situations, but He has all of us covered. We have so many needs, yet we have so much to be thankful for. You see, as we go on our way, we can be assured that we've been called for such a time as this. We have renewed strength for each new day. We are to love others as He loves us. We have a hedge of protection around us. And we can declare in Jesus' name that this will be an amazing and life-changing year. Not only does God have grand plans for us, but every day we have is a day He made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. As we pray on this special day and in all the days to come, I'm reminded by my friend Tisha Walker to give everything we have to God. He is the one who made us and equips us to do this important job. Will you pray with me? Lord, when things get hectic, when my brain is numb and my body tired, please remind me why I became an educator. It wasn't because of state assessments or parent-teacher conferences. It wasn't for the amount on my paycheck, although I'm certainly thankful to bring one home. Help me to remember everything that drew me to this profession. I pray for every single student that I will cross paths with. I want to be a blessing. Help me to look past the data and see the child. Please give me wisdom in everything I say and do. I am so thankful for the times that I knew I made a difference in the life of a child. When I leave this profession, I don't want my legacy to be that I knew my subject area. I want it to be said that I loved my students and they loved me. I want people to remember that I cared more about kids than how good they made me look on test days. I lift my fellow educators up to you as well and ask for your blessings on us all. When we get distracted by deadlines, discipline problems, lesson plans, and meetings, remind us why we are really here. In the precious and almighty name of Jesus, amen. I'll be praying for you this week. Blessings and hugs.